Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stephen Goff joins us from the Washington Post Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Stephen's covering this MLS is back tournament. And there's a game this morning. There's a game in 20 minutes. Between DC United and Toronto. It's gotten postponed twice because of coronavirus concerns. Stephen, welcome. Thank you for a couple minutes. I say the game's in 20 minutes. Is it still in 20 minutes?
It's a fair question. Yes, both buses are here. Both teams are on the field warming up. So looks like it's a go.
So you're experiencing somewhat of this life in the bubble. What has it been like for you? And, you know, because I look from afar and I see all these different, the basketball tournament that has done it, and it looks like they've done a good job, although they did have to kick out a team or two. You know, the NBA now, MLB's trying to do their thing. MLS, for a while, was really shaky, at least from the outside, if this tournament was ever going to happen. What are the protocols like? What's everything like actually inside it?
Well, I'm not actually in the bubble. No media, no reporters are allowed inside the bubble. Besides the broadcast rights holders, ESPN, Fox, and Univision. So I do not have the actual inside look, but I am credentialed. I am at the games. There's a handful of reporters who are covering it. I will fly home tomorrow. I was supposed to fly home yesterday, but it kept getting pushed back because of these this match being rescheduled. It's kind of a surreal scene. You know, they have these youth fields set up, which are basically TV studios. And, you know, they've had trouble with two teams who had to withdraw because of coronavirus outbreaks. They were tested positive here, but it's believed that they were infected back home before they arrived. Their arrivals were, you know, within a week or two of the tournament starting. Other teams have had some issues too, and the DC United versus Toronto game has been postponed twice. First, because of Toronto's travel delays due to testing issues in Canada, and then for the second time yesterday, obviously right before the game was started, because of issues on both teams.
Now, I didn't even know that they did that, because you look at with the media aspect of it, you look at the NBA, and there's reporters that are within the bubble. And you've got to, you know, commit to that. But the MLS is letting you guys show up, and I assume you can't get too close to these guys, right?
No. It's, you know, we get our temperatures checked as reporters. We're credentialed. There's only certain areas of this sports complex where we can go. There is a dedicated press area behind the goal. You know, where we can see things from a difficult angle. We're not allowed to talk to any players in person. All interviews are done via Zoom, just as if a reporter was back home. So there's not a lot you can get, but I thought it was important to come down for a week and just see what it was like and gain as much experience as I could.
I find it interesting how, you know, if you can do it, I think the bubble can either be a great success, like the basketball tournament. I'll reference that again. We've got our Marquette alumni in there on Tuesday night in the championship. They had a couple of cases, but they've done testing the last couple of days, and it seems to be completely out of the bubble. So if you can do that, that is fantastic. But if you have a bubble and then guys have it, well, okay, now you're like in a petri dish. You look at some leagues that are trying that. Baseball's going to try to travel, and then it's up to a lot of their guys. What do you think? What way do you think is better to try to have sports during a global pandemic, Stephen?
That's a great question. We just don't know. You know, it's a new coronavirus, and we're still learning on how it behaves. Certainly, there are different options to go forward with sports. MLS and the Women's Soccer League, NWSL, has chosen to go into a bubble. The NWSL is in Salt Lake City, and MLS is here in the Orlando area. Now, you put 26 teams and all their staff, plus league people and referees and everyone else, you got more than 1,800 people staying at a massive Disney resort. Everyone's tested regularly. Anyone who has any positive tests goes into isolation in a certain part of the hotel. They conduct contact tracing. It's not a perfect system. And, you're going to have issues. The NBA is going to be here at Orlando, same situation, Disney Resorts and the ESPN Wide World of Sports complex. They're here for 3 months, up to 3 months, if a team goes to the final. So, I think it's unavoidable, but, leagues are trying to figure out a way with consultation with their medical experts to make it happen as safely as possible.
Starting to think, as we talked to Stephen Goff here, Washington Post, he's covering a soccer game which is about to kick off in 13 minutes, 8 in the morning our time, 9 in the morning in Florida. Major League Soccer playing some games at night and then some in the morning because of the weather concerns. Gets hot during the day, of course, and then trying to get everything in. How much do you think? I mean, you got to think that these other leagues, especially the NBA with the MLS being right there, have to be looking at things that they are doing, because you see a couple of teams had to get booted out for the reasons that you mentioned. But also, I think you're going to see in sports, ultimately, I'm getting more optimistic that if they're going to start the season, they're going to do whatever they can to finish. But if we look at these schedules for our teams here, the Bucks and the Brewers, and just think that that's going to be how it's played, oh, no, there's going to be postponements. I think that is going to be the norm in a lot of these sports.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If what happened yesterday with DC United and Toronto, where they were minutes away from the scheduled kickoff, and then the game was suddenly postponed because of two issues, one on each team, I think that is what you should expect. I mean, we are in the Wild West in sports and in the medical field. And if you're going to try to perform sports, it's not going to be seamless. You got to be ready to adapt. You got to be prepared for positive tests. You're going to have to be prepared for perhaps teams getting booted. The one advantage I think the NBA might have over MLS, the team showed up very close to the start of the tournament, where that incubation period would come into play as the tournament was starting. NBA teams, players are already here, and the games aren't starting for a few more weeks. So perhaps that's the better way to go. I don't know. The NWSL has not had any problems since they arrived in Salt Lake City. One team had to withdraw, but that was from tests in Orlando, where the team's based, coincidentally. And they never made the trip out west.
I feel like, as we're in the moment, I really want to watch some sports again, and got the TV on for the game here this morning, and I'm excited. Hopefully we see some football. I wonder if in 5 years we're going to look back and say, remember when there was a pandemic and we tried to play sports during that time? I just, there's such a surreal aspect to all this.
Well, there's certainly economic pressure here. For MLS, they need to make good with their sponsors and their TV contracts. They lose out on game day revenue and ticket sales, which is a major part of their business model. NBA was nearing the end of a season. They have economic obligations with TV and sponsors as well. That's what's driving this. Let's be honest here. The players are caught in the middle. They worked out the best deals they could through their collective bargaining agreements. And, away we go. hopefully everyone stays healthy. But, yeah, I agree with your point. We might look back on this and say, what were they doing? On the bright side, maybe everything goes well and we get through this and there's minimal health impact.
It seems like, you know, the MLS has overcome the hurdles that were going to happen in a bubble situation. You know, there's still a positive test here, positive test there, but they are overcoming the hurdles and putting out games. Are we close to 90%, 100% that we assume this tournament will get finished, or is still there a big threat that they will not get finished?
Yeah, no, it's impossible to predict. There are isolated cases now. In the case of DC United, a player tested positive, but then he took the test again and it was negative. You know, again, we're in the Wild West and these tests aren't 100% certain. So these things are going to pop up throughout the tournament. The league has said all along that if they reach a point, and we don't know what that point is, that health becomes a major concern, they will shut it down because they have to. I think they're okay. Everyone hopes they're okay going forward, but you know, you never know if, an outbreak hits and they've got to take a hard look at continuing the tournament. It's going to be the same situation, with the NBA, the NHL, baseball, if things get ironed out with their testing issues.
Yeah, maybe a lot more eyes from those leagues on this one than there's ever been. There were about 8 minutes from kickoff. We're still scheduled to play, yes, Steven?
I'm looking over at the field. It looks like we're okay. Third time, hopefully, is the charm for these two teams. I will say that it's, you know, even at 9 a.m., the weather's pretty oppressive here in the middle of July. It's very humid and it's hot and it's going to get hotter as the game goes on. So, we'll see what this match actually looks like in terms of quality and the energy and performance the teams are able to put out.
Well, you be safe. We'll look for you on TV and we hope to talk again soon. I do appreciate your time.
Many thanks, Bart.
Steven Goff joining us again, Washington Post. You can follow him on Twitter and get as close to an inside look as you're going to get at this bubble right now with what the MLS is doing at Soccer Insider again on Twitter. And we thank Steven for his time. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.